Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Virtualization has become an essential pillar of modern computing, enabling us to split guest systems into discrete security domains that run with fewer privileges than software on host systems. As technology keeps evolving, the demand for multiple security domains within single virtual environments grows alongside it. Both CPU makers and software developers have been racing to introduce solutions, each with unique features, to strengthen these domains. A standout amongst these is the development of KVM planes, steered by contributors like Jörg Riedel and Paolo Bonzini, aiming to create a unified abstraction layer over varied Linux virtualization capabilities. This effort addresses the ever-increasing complexity of virtualization tech, but it also lays bare some of the big obstacles involved in building such tools today. Beyond the technical sphere, legal trends are making big waves, particularly regarding trademark law and free speech. Courts are now increasingly favoring the dismissal of trademark cases that could encroach upon protected free speech rights. Our recent brief supports using the Rogers test, an approach that puts expressive works ahead of brand identity and trademark disputes, which more and more American courts are listening to. If widely adopted, this test would help cut down on frivolous trademark claims quickly, empowering individuals to speak out without facing costly legal hurdles. First Amendment protections are crucial, especially when companies try to control entire categories of language or commonly used terms. Keeping these checks in place underpins open debate around vital community and public interest issues. Meanwhile, on the hardware side, we've seen robust testing and benchmarking on new Linux distributions, especially on the Framework Laptop 13 Pro. Recent reviews looked at six major Linux distros, revealing that CacheOS came out on top for speed, while Fedora Workstation 44 lagged behind with surprising inefficiencies. These results have triggered deeper investigation into Fedora, especially focused on performance testing atop an Intel Panther Lake laptop. Upon further benchmarking, several critical factors behind Fedora's performance bottlenecks became apparent. Proposed remedies include optimizing the kernel configuration, streamlining background services, and offering clearer documentation for users and developers alike. The performance gap illustrates the pressing need for regular, transparent benchmarking across distros so users can make informed choices for their workloads. Over in desktop software, GNOME Shell continues to evolve at pace, thanks in part to contributors like Tobias Bernard, who recently shared insights into the team's long-term vision and planning. Bernard's blog post details design concepts for future versions of GNOME Shell, laying out areas that need further exploration and experimentation. Realizing these ambitions will require a sustained commitment from both volunteer developers and organizations willing to fund continued development and experimentation. Security, always front of mind in the Linux world, has also had an active week, with updates landing to fix newly discovered vulnerabilities across several distributions. Teams from Alma Linux, Debian, Fedora, Magia, Oracle, SUSE, and Ubuntu have rolled out patches for a range of applications and lower-level system components. These updates demonstrate a collaborative industry-wide commitment to keeping systems safe from evolving threats. And the work doesn't stop. Every week there's another round of improvements and patches. At the kernel level, significant security upgrades are coming in the form of control flow integrity improvements, with a notable update expected as part of the Linux 7.3 merge window. This particular KCFI patch is set to benefit older Intel processors, making Linux offerings even more robust and accessible for legacy kit and users on tight budgets. All of this reflects the open source community's commitment to long-term stability and security, ensuring everyone, from enterprise to hobbyist, has safer, more resilient systems at their fingertips. On the artificial intelligence front, a new study has spotlighted how AI is being woven into military decision-making, with some rather eye-opening findings. Simulated decision-making scenarios found that users often struggled to trust algorithm-driven guidance, especially under extreme time pressure, a phenomenon researchers call algorithmic aversion. This aversion makes it clear that future AI tools, especially those in high-stakes industries, will need built-in explainability. Transparent systems foster user trust and encourage more thoughtful cooperation between humans and machines, especially during emergencies. In terms of cybersecurity, military and business supply chains remain prime targets, underscoring just how vigilant organizations have to be when evaluating both hardware and software dependencies. In a recent case, the Royal Navy's unmanned surface vessels were discovered to be sending camera signals to servers in China. Though no breach was confirmed, the incident raises supply chain security concerns for defense. Meanwhile, a major attack on SIVA Logistics affected multiple client companies, resulting in exposed personal information and significant shipping delays. These events highlight the growing need for hardened cyber readiness throughout both public and private organizations, as the tech landscape grows ever more complex and interconnected. Hardware innovation is alive and well too, especially with Google engineers teaming up to produce an open-source driver for the Raspberry Pi Performance Monitoring Unit. This kind of work exemplifies the collaborative approach that drives open hardware forward and gives users more choice over their systems, telemetry, and performance tools. Another exciting development is the rise of FastFlow LM, a framework making it easier to deploy and optimize AI models using AMD's Ryzen AI technology. These advances open up new doors for both researchers and application developers, making artificial intelligence more efficient and accessible. On the software side, Flatpak version 1.19 landed, carrying a suite of new security controls for application sandboxing and distribution. Flatpak is now increasingly vital for safe, cross-distro app delivery, reinforcing the ecosystem's ongoing focus on user protection. The world of robotics, long touted for its promise in security applications, is also finding itself at a crossroads thanks to recent setbacks. Failures in AI-powered robotic sentinels have prompted companies like Nightscope to rethink their approach, integrating human security professionals with robotic systems for a more pragmatic deployment strategy. This balanced approach, combining technology's tireless vigilance with human judgment, may finally bring robotic security solutions closer to real-world reliability and effectiveness. Switching gears, a fascinating medical study has found a connection between jobs that require active spatial navigation, like taxi driving, and a decreased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease in later life. The study suggests that regularly engaging the brain in wayfinding and real-time navigation may provide some protection against age-related cognitive decline, redefining how we think about mental health, work, and lifestyles. On the digital rights front, attention is turning to social media policies and the thorny problem of content moderation around health information. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has lodged submissions with Meta's Oversight Board, highlighting why content on reproductive and maternal health is being disproportionately taken down, sometimes by accident, other times due to vague guidelines. There, Stop Censoring Abortion project documents systemic over-enforcement, revealing that crucial reproductive health discussions about prescription medication are often erased with little transparency. The EFF is pressing for clearer, more consistent policy enforcement so people can openly share and access life-saving information online without fear of having important content suppressed out of hand. Further afield, Taiwan has been preparing for the realities of rising geopolitical tensions with a bold, nation-scale internet throttling drill as part of its annual Hun Kuang War Games. The exercise simulated both wartime and disaster scenarios using air raid sirens and temporary restrictions on high-speed mobile services, testing how society would cope with sudden loss of connectivity. This visible, proactive move underscores how vital digital resilience has become, especially as global events expose societies to new and unexpected security threats. Stepping back, these stories paint a broad portrait of a technology landscape in constant flux, where virtualization, legal protections, open hardware, software innovation, AI, and public health all intersect and overlap in sometimes surprising ways. For the open source community and its allies, this dynamic reality demands active participation, ongoing learning, and adaptability. Whether you're a developer tweaking kernels for performance, a rights advocate defending free speech, or a sysadmin patching the latest CVEs, your work matters. Our collective efforts fuel innovation and resiliency in tech, keeping our systems and societies strong. As always, the open source spirit continues to drive positive change at every level, from the code base to the broader social fabric. Thanks for listening.